Rav Shloimeh HaKoyen Mivilna, in his Shailos HaTshuvos Binyan Shloimeh, and this is in Siman Yud, so he has a whole bunch of ha'aris that relate to the sugya of Birchas Kohanim. So just to mention one, and the reason I'm mentioning this one is Aidi Dechavivali, because really it relates a little bit to Raid that we spoke about earlier in the Masechta, and Raid that we speak about a lot. And that is, the Mechaber in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, this is in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Mem Dalet, says the following: Koyein Panui Lo Yisa Kapav. A koyin that's not married should not duchen. Mishum de Enoi Shari B'Simcha. And the reason is because if he's Panui, he's not Shari B'Simcha. The Gemara says in Masechta Sivam is called Ashari B'Lo Isha, Shari B'Lo Simcha. And being that he's not Shari B'Simcha, so therefore this koyin should not be duchen. Now, what is Simcha have to do with Nesias Kapayim? So the Ramah in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, and this is later in that Siman, he says that we know the minig is that we don't duchen in Chutz La'aretz during the week. Now the Sfaradim do, but the Ashkenazim for sure don't. And really, it's one of the very, very Shverim and Hagim, if you think about it, because Nesias Kapayim is not related to the Makom HaMikdash. Different halachas in the Makom HaMikdash, but the Ikur Mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim is definitely not a mitzvah tlui ba'aretz. It's not something that has anything to do with the Beis HaMikdash. The Mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim is very much a mitzvah d'oraisa. Over b'gimel esen, the Gemara says. And if that's the case, you would think that there's no reason that you shouldn't be duchening in Chutz La'aretz bizmanenu. And the Ramah gives a little bit of an eitzah. He says that maybe nagu b'medina yis'elu she'ein noisim kapayim elo b'yantif mishum she'oz shruyim b'simchas yantif, because that's when the yid is b'simchas. And a person has to be in a matzav of simcha in order to be able to give a bracha. And if that's the case, it's mistabe. That's the reason that bizmanenu we don't duchen in chutz la'aretz during the week. Again, it's a shverim minig. The Ramah's saying a very big chiddush, but he's coming to miyash of something very shver, and that is the metzius is that minig Ashkenaz was that we don't duchen in chutz la'aretz. But either way, based on that nekuda, that really in order for a person to duchen, you need to be a toiv leiv who yivarech. So says the Shulchan Aruch, a koyim ponu lo yis a kapav mishum de inu shara b'simcha. So the Vilna Gaon in Bir Agra, and this is in Sifkot and Pei Aleph, he asks a bombakasha. He says, I don't understand. You're telling me that a ponu can't duchen. That loch in Shulchan Aruch is that a katan could duchen. A katan, by definition, can't be married. So if a katan, by definition, can't be married, so fake the goyin, how could you tell me, anayis svaris, I'm put down in Gemara, this is a psasvara from the Rishonim, that a koyin panu lo yisakapav, because of the Ramah's hergish, mishum de'enu shari besimcha, l'chura, if a katan could duchen, and a katan, by definition, is someone that's not shaykh to be married, so how is it possible, then, that a panu should be lo yisakapav? So the emphasis is that Rav Shloimeh HaKoyen Mivilna, in this tshuva, says that Muschur Rishon, he doesn't know if the kasha is such a kasha. He says, why? He says, because it could be this, that a shari b'loi isha, shari b'loi simcha, that's if you're a gadol. That's if you're already older. You're at the age where really you want to get married, you're supposed to get married. So then if you're shari b'loi isha, you're shari b'loi simcha. But a katan, being that he's not of age to get married, like the goyin's tining, he can't get married. So if he can't get married, so the chayri is not shari b'loi simcha. And if he's not shari b'loi simcha, so yesh loimar, that's why it's not going to be a problem. But Rav Shloimeh HaKoyen Mivilna says that at the end of the day, the Vilna goyin asked this kasha, and he says the Beis Yosef Emes was ma'ir this kasha as well, and he found a place that the Darkei Moshe was also ma'ir this kasha, and if all the G'dayli Achreinim were bothered with this, then Vayis says they weren't maskim to that svara. And they held that this inyan that a shari b'lo yisha, a shari b'lo simcha is true even for a katan. And if that's the case, l'churim adaf miyashiv zayin the goyin's kasha, that the Shulchan Aruch says that a koyin ponu la yisa kapa mishum de'enu shari b'simcha, l'chayir if a katan is able to duchen, so how is it possible that a ponu is not able to duchen? So says the Binyan Shloima, I have two eitzes. The first eitze he says is that there's a chiddush from one of the Rishonim, who is known as the Re-Bar Barzilai, who said that even though a katan can't get married, but that just means that he can't get married by himself. However, if his father deems it a schus for him to be married, based on the principle of Zochem Adam Shaloi Bafanov, he'd be able to be marry him, and as a result, he'd be married, and the Re-Bar Barzilai said, even Midai Raisa. So said the Binyan Shloimeh, according to the Re-Bar Barzilai, it's very geshmak. One Eitzah. He has another Eitzah. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis, Ha'oyev es ishtoi kegufoi. V'amechabda yoisa migufay. V'amadrich banuv uvnoisa b'derech yishara. V'amasiyon, regarding his children, the banuv uvnoisa of samach lepirkam, olav akasav oimer, it's regarding him that the pasuk says, v'yodato kishalom ayalecha, ufakadeto novcha, v'loy secheta. That is an inyan for a person to be masiyon his children, samach lepirkam. What does it mean, samach lepirkam? Rashi says, adayin k'tanim heim. That is an inyan for a person, lechatchila, to marry off his children while they're still k'tanim. To marry a ktana while she's a ktana, that's something that a father could do midairaisa, and the shar krovim could do al kapan midrabban. What we know is kedushay miyun. But katan, it's mavur in this gemara that there is an inyan of nesuin for a katan, albeit midrabbanon. Now, what's the nature of this nesuin? Kama kumas in nishtabru, ve'en kan mekoy melaharach. But says the binyan shloima, but al-koponim, there is an inyan that a katan can be married. So, l'chur, this would be another teretz of the goyin's kasha. The goyin said, how could it be that a poni lo yisa, I a katan good? The teretz is have an eitzah where a katan can get married. Either the riba barzila, zochel adam shloi befanav, he can get married midday raisa, or based on this gemara, sanhedrin, I involve him in days, al-koponim midrabbanim, it would be shayich for him to get married. Now, where did we talk about this recently? We spoke about this in the soita portion of Masechta Soita. The Rambam in Perek Beis Hilcha Soita, so he goes through the list of Noshin that even if there was Kinei and Stira, and even though they're technically Suffix Soitas, but at the same time they're not going to drink from the Meis Soita. The Rambam has a list of Chamesh Esrei Noshin, and one of the Noshin that the Rambam mentions is V'gdoila Eches HaKotan. So if a Kotan's married to a Gdoila, and there was Kinei and there was Stira, so the Halach is she's going to be Asa Labayla, and she's going to lose her ksuba, but at the same time, she's not going to drink. So, the Rambam, what's the makar? He lists the makar to all 15. When it comes to Gedoyla Eishas HaKotan, says the Rambam, because it says Isha with a mapike, meaning her husband has to be an Ish, probably Eishas Katan, as opposed to an Eishas Katan. So, we mentioned at the time that Mechsinach of Mitzvah Shin Samachay, he smacked me on the Rambam. He says, I don't say, you need a posik to tell me? You need a posik to tell me that a Gedoyla Eishas HaKotan doesn't drink from the Mei Soita? There's no Katan. It's not going to be able to drink from the Mei Soita. And the Mechsinach said two Eitzes to answer this Kasha. One Teret Zokta Mechsinach is the Riba Barzila. In the Riba Barzila, you see, there's an Indian of Zachon Lad Mishloi Befan. Another Eitzah that the Chinuch said is that could be it's talking about where this katan was a yavam. The halacha is that a katan once he turns 9 years old, biyasa is biya, and as a result his yibum is going to be yibum. In fact, Rav Masechet Yavamis, whenever the Gemara talks about maimer, so the Gemara says asu maimer begadol kibias bentes. But the point is that there's an idea that a katan that's 9 years old could do yibum. Now, there's machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Yotes Amud Aleph whether bias bentes by yibum is a yibum dairaisa or it's a yibum derabban. Rashi shita is it's a yibum dairaisa. So zokta mechas chinuch that according to Rashi that a bias bentes yibum is a dairaisa. Yesh lemme the Rambam held like Rashi. If the Rambam held like Rashi, so the case where there was a gedayla eishas hakotan was through yibum. So I would have thought there should be a parish of kinei and stira kamash malon. They're not going to have the parish of kinei and stira. Those are the mechas chinuch's two terutzim that he said to this kasha. Now why did the mechas chinuch say what Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Mivilna said? How come the Chachamim didn't shtal su the Gemara in Sanhedrin that I involve him with Beis? Why didn't he say that there's an Indian of being Masi and Samach Lepirkan? So you see it, Shaykh Ishus by Katan. Teretz is Pasha, because that's only Midrabbanan. That's not going to help. That's not going to help the Mechas Chinuch for his Kasha. Oh, but the Mechas Chinuch's second Teretz of Bias Ben Tes by Yibum is going to help L'chayre the Vilna Gaitin's Kasha as it relates to the Arashmus. Because this is another Hechatimtsa where a Chayach Medei Raisa and really for Berchas Kainim, even Midrabbanan is going to be okay. Because if he's married, even if he's only married Midrabbanan, that's enough for him to be Shari B'Simcha. And if that's the case, so L'chayre the Mechas Chinuch second Teretz would be an Eitzah. We rather spoke at the time a third Eitzah, and that was from the Maaser Akeach. Maaser Akeach said a very big Chiddush that it could be that once a cotton turns 13 years old, even if he doesn't bring Simonim yet, it could be he has a din of a Gadol based on the Rambam. But that would be a hechatimtsa where, in theory, he's a katan. He's not an ish. He's a. But at the same time, lemaisa, it could be you would have a kedushin, you would have an nesuin deiraisa. But the point is that the Vilna Gaon's kasha right here in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim Simen Kuf Chaf Ches Siv Katan Pei Gimel and the Mechas Chinuch's kasha in Mitzvah Shin Samachay on the Rambam in Hilchas Soita. Perik beis halacha gimel are essentially the same kasha. We have a hechatimtza where we're talking about a halacha that's negeya ishus, Saita obviously is Negeya Ishus. And according to the Rishaitim, that whole Kayim Panu La Yisa Kapovs and the Sias Kapayim is also talking about Ishus. Yeah, we have a Shmuz as it relates to a Katan. So, L'chayra, what's going on over here? And the MS is these two in Yonim, a Yagad Olivreya. And I think if you make a Sikum, so going back to the Goyim's Kashkas, we're learning now Mesach the Saita, but the Sugya of Duchanim, the Sugya of Birchas Kayanim, the Rishaitim say, brought down a Shulchan Aruch, Kayim Panu La Yisa Kapov, Mishum Dein Ishari Besimcha, Fake the Goyim, Ayah Katan, L'chura, how many Eitzes do we have? Who we have four terutzim. You could say what Rabbi Shlomo HaKoyim Vilna said, that's the Riba Barzilai, you have Ishus HaYidei Zochem La'adam Shalei Befanov. The second terutzim Rabbi Shlomo HaKoyim Vilna said, and that is Hamasi and Samach Lepirkan, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that I involve him in days. And even though it's only an Ishus Midrabanam, but that's fine, that's enough for this person to be Shari B'Simcha, L'chur, we could shtel to the second terutzim that Minchas Chinuch said regarding the Rambam Menuchas Saita. And that is, maybe the case was where there was a Yibam situation, as long as the Katan was 9 years old, so that's enough for his Yibam to be a Yibam. According to some Rishonim, even Dairaisa, to answer this Kasha, you don't even need Shitas Rashi in Kedushin Daf Yotas Amar Aleph. You can go with Shitas Tosfos. Even if the Yibam is only Yibam of the Rabbanan, that's going to be enough for him to be a Shari B'Simcha. And we could shout to the Maaser HaKeach, that maybe the case of a Katan would be, where he's already 13 years old, he was just Loi Bolich Al Simon, but I'll call upon him for Mahalchim to answer this Kasha. But I'll just tell you one Gishmak HaSofa, the Rabbi Shlomo HaKoyim says the following: Shuv matzasi be'ezus Hashem b'shailus etshuvas b'samim rosh. I found in the shailus etshuvas b'samim rosh v'advarim atikin shehevi din ze dekoyim ponu lo yisnes kapov. He brings this halach and he says, you know who the author of this halacha was? B'shem Haribar Barzilai zechreinu levracha. And if that's the case, says Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Mivilna, then it's mamish nifla. It's the Ribar Barzilai l'shitasai. So this famous Ribar Barzilai, who's the one that said this halacha, and that is that a father can marry off his son based on Zachan la'adam shalei b'fanav, he said another halacha. He said that a koyin that's a ponu la'yisa, it's kapav, l'shitasai, it's pasha what the teretz is. It's all the Ribar Barzilai l'shitasai, he holds the schia, and as a result, a katan can get married. If a katan can get married, then the Vilna Goyin's kasha. Either way, the divrei pi chacham chein, that's the first star.